Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Welcome, and we're here today with Barbara Frank, a holistic practitioner and inventor and developer of some of the most amazing, wonderful products for your pets. And we also have a special guest, Jill, from MyDogKnowsIt.com, and she's going to be talking about her amazing product that has a very interesting story behind it. Barbara Frank, I am so honored to have you here today. Barbara, welcome.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here too.
And Barbara, let's just give the people a heads up, so while they're listening, if they happen to have their computer close by, they can go find you where?
BarbaraFrank222.com. That's website, and if they can click on the testimonials if they want to see experiences that people have had with me. And there's a product page that will tell them about my products, and an About Me page that will tell them about me. But I'm an internationally certified lymphologist, and I practice folk medicine.
Okay, that is wonderful. You know, folk medicine used to be the medical standard. In fact, the father of modern medicine, Hippocrates, said, "Let food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." And that's one of the really neat things about folk medicine is it employs a lot of foods, and herbs are foods, barks are foods. There's a lot of things in the natural realm and creation that have very powerful effects when used wisely. And these ancient traditions that were handed down, a lot of them have been lost. So Barbara, where did you learn all that you learned, and how did you study, and what brought you to folk medicine?
Yes, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, they all practiced folk medicine. People would come to my house when I was a kid, and they would be sick. And then I would see them grow well, no matter what was wrong with them. And my family practiced folk medicine. They had herbs that they grew, and they made medicines. They made a rose cream. They, you know, had I've made the products better, actually, because they used to use animal products, but I don't anymore. I don't use any animal anything, and I use all organic ingredients to make the products that they made 100 years ago. So, but oh, so I saw people coming with all kinds of diseases and illnesses, and they all got well.
Wow, so this, you actually have like handed down traditions, handed down recipes. Wow, that is so unique. What a great story. So obviously, if these recipes didn't work, you wouldn't still be making them after 100 years. But actually, on your testimonial page, you have some amazing stories, and your products do so many different things, Barbara. So let's start with that. You mentioned the rose cream. Tell us a little bit about the rose cream.
The rose cream contains superfoods and organic essential oils, coconut oil, and it's very powerful for beautifying the skin. What it does is when you put something on your skin, it goes into the blood and it actually cleans out the blood. If there are toxins in your blood, it makes them come out right in that area, so it makes the skin beautiful.
And so for pets, this is ideal for hot spots and places where the fur is coming out?
Yes, it's perfect for that, yes.
And you've had a lot of customers who have used this on their pets successfully?
Yes, that's right.
For how many years
now?
And they
love it, yes.
For how many years now?
37 years.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, that's some really great news for hot spots, and then it has so many other ways that you can use it. You can use it on yourself, and you can use it on other animals, right, Barbara?
That's right.
Okay, neat. And so you have something else, though, for pets that's really an amazing product, because you found out a long time ago that there's a reason why pets aren't living as long as they should be. And what is that reason, Barbara?
Well, actually, they're on the ground, which the soil has 10,000 microbes in every inch of soil. And so they're very, you know, in constant contact with that. They absorb these parasites out of the soil and they get into their bodies. And I believe that if they weren't in such close contact with the soil, they could live a lot longer and healthier lives.
Well, also, I think the pesticides and a lot of the grass and fertilizers, you know, artificial things have made these parasites even more virulent.
Yes.
And more difficult for the animal's natural immune system to deal with, especially if they're eating GMO pet foods, which if you're just going to the grocery store and you're buying pet food, that's guaranteed what you're getting. That's putting even more burden on the pets. So what's your solution, Barbara? How can we help deal with this parasite issue for the pets?
I think it's very important that they have a very excellent diet, which would mean organic food, which would help their immune systems. And I think that if we minimize their being on the ground so much, instead of letting them, you know, walk on the ground, we could throw a ball with them on, like in some of the dog parks, they have cement there where you can, you know, exercise your dog by throwing a ball or a frisbee with your dog or cat or whatever. And instead of letting them, you know, lay for hours on the grass in your yard, they can be on the porch or on a chair. And that way they're not absorbing all of these pesticides, parasites, chemicals that could be on the ground.
Well, I'm starting to think little booties might be a good idea. If someone doesn't have access to, you know, a concrete area and that's clean, then I'm thinking dog shoes. It's all about dog shoes right now. And I know that may sound silly, but honestly, what with the stuff happening with Fukushima as well, yes. I think it's super important that we just, let's just head it off at the pass as much as we can and guard their little feet with booties. But what's neat is when you bring them inside, then Barbara, you have a specific product to address this issue in reducing parasites in your animals. Please continue to explain.
Yes, the natural herbal lotion. Many people have told me, actually people told me this, I spray my dog's paws when he comes in from outside to prevent him from bringing in germs and parasites from the soil. So that is a great idea, and I started implementing that and telling other people about it.
Yes, so really they should just rinse them off because you want to get any fallout, any atmospheric fallout, from the Fukushima, those that you that don't know about it, just Google it. Go to enenews.com. You can learn all about what's really going on. And then put the herbal lotion on. And it doesn't just go to work on the outside of the body, Barbara. It goes to work on the inside. And we need to talk about this on the other side of our break. We're going to take a really quick break. And we want to find out about how it also goes to work on the inside of your pets. And we'll be right back after this message.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
You're near. I love you.
Welcome back, pet lovers. We're here with Miss Barbara Frank, who has received a handing down of a folk remedy recipe from her family through generations that's been tried and tested and true. And Barbara was raised with these healers for many generations. This is an amazing remedy that she's developed, and she has a couple of products. We talked a little bit about the rose cream, and we're going to go back to that for the hot spots on your pets. But she's got an herbal lotion that after you clean your pet's feet off when they come in from outside, you put this lotion on, and it's going to decrease what she's found in her client base, which is extensive, and there's lots of testimonies on her website, and you can see it there at BarbaraFrank222.com, about reducing the parasite load on pets. Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So we were talking about how putting the herbal lotion on the pet's paws after they come in, after they've washed their feet, is a wonderful way to prevent, you know, the parasites coming in from the feet. But what does it do also? Because everything that goes on the skin is absorbed into the body, and it also has an internal effect. And what does it also help support, Barbara?
It also will kill parasites and help to clean the blood of the animal, and people like that. Because, you know, it also is used to spray their bed to cut down the germ population there. And some people will not take the time to wash their dog's paws, but a lot of people just spray it on their paws. It is antibacterial, antimicrobial, antiviral, so that it will kill parasites and germs even then. The heavy metals and things like that, the radiation that's in the soil, that's another matter. Even washing is not going to have much effect on that, though, unfortunately.
Well, there are some things that we can wash with it. Actually, what they used in Chernobyl were very high concentrated baking soda baths. So if you have a little bit of baking soda and water, a really thick, you know, a high concentration, that's going to help. And then there's also something called zeolite, and you can get zeolite and you can mix it in with the baking soda, and that's kind of like a little home decontam thing that you can do. No, nothing is 100%. Reducing exposure really is the ideal scenario, and that's why it's so vital that you go and you educate yourself and you find out what your pets are being exposed to right now. And we also have with us, Barbara, I want to take a real quick break because we have with us Jill, who has developed a really unique product from My Dog Knows It. And Jill, are you with us?
I am.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today with your really unique product that's actually more and more important as the depletion of the ozone layer continues, as we get increased solar gamma radiation, and with what's going on with Fukushima. It's a really important product. Please tell us about it and the story behind the product.
Okay, yes, thank you. My pleasure. I'm actually from the beauty business. I manufacture beauty products. Well, last year, which was actually 2013, I had developed my own skin cancer. I had basal cell carcinoma on the side of my nose from years and years of sun worshiping and being on the beach growing up in Huntington and trying to be the hot babe on the beach. And, you know, your skin never forgets. So now in my late 50s, I developed skin cancer. Well, being in the beauty business and aging, I thought it was God's cruel joke that, you know, I'm getting this, especially on my face. But it led me into the wonderful pet industry, because after my own experience of several procedures, surgeries, I had noticed how my own dog, I have a golden retriever, Cody Joe, I'd noticed how his nose would have black spots on it, raised spots, almost like a freckle or a mole. And I had taken my dog into the vet, which at that point he had told me, you have sunburnt your dog, and that is sun exposure and sun damage. So, I felt terrible. But you know, we take him out to Lake Havasu, and while he's enjoying exercising and swimming and retrieving the ball, what's beating down on the only unprotected area on an animal is the sun reflecting off the water and onto his nose. So my vet had suggested to use sunscreen. Well, after doing research with my own cancer and now using specialty beauty products that would have more of an SPF in it, I realized human sunscreen is a huge no-no. The ingredients that are in it, titanium dioxide, zinc oxide, those types of things, while they protect us from the sun, if ingested from an animal, can be poisonous. So why I've come out with what is called My Dog Knows It, spelled N-O-S-E, and it is natural. If you go to my website and look, all the ingredients are there, where they're derived from, and their functionality. And on purpose, I stayed away from any SPF number because I don't want people to think human sunscreen.
Right. Just in case they might think, well, you know, we don't have, well, let's just go put the human one on.
Right. And if you walk into even a pet store and talk to them about, you know, sunscreen and sun protection, 9 times out of 10, they will even tell you to use human sunscreen. So if I do nothing else, I just want to educate people. Don't. Cancer's on the rise, not only in humans, but our beloved furry kids are getting cancer too. While basal cell carcinoma is the most common in humans, they get the more invasive, which would be squamish or melanoma, and it would be treated with radiation. Most people would never be able to afford radiation. And I'm realizing more and more we are active people. We're an active lifestyle, and we're taking our pets more and more with us. Hiking, camping, boating, fishing. So they're exposed to the element a lot more than they ever were. So that's how My Dog Knows It came to be.
Oh, well, that is, I love how you saw a need and you rose to the occasion to meet that need to help so many important furry friends in our lives that we value so much. And sometimes something this, you know, logical, it's like staring you in the face, literally right in front of your nose. and you're not thinking about it. You know, you just don't think about it. And so the awareness that you're bringing is super vital. Also, the education about the toxicity of regular sunscreens, which I don't recommend really anybody put on. If it's toxic for a dog to ingest, you're absorbing it through your skin. And so there are lots of alternatives, and we're so glad that you came up with one for the pets. Now, so if anyone that wants to learn more about this product, you can go to My Dog, and then the word knows, like for your nose, My Dog Knows It, because your dog does know. He knows that he wants his nose protected.
Right. And I have a little offer, if anybody wants to order online off my website, if they type in pet 25, they will get a 25% discount.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So that's a special offer today on the radio, pet 25 in the coupon box, did you say? Coupon
yes.
code?
They'll see discount it when they code. Check out. Yes.
Okay, and you can save 25% on your order. And hey, I know it's only February, but spring is right around the corner. We're almost through the worst of it. Down here in Florida, we've really been, worst of it for the winter really isn't like what a lot of people have gone through up north. But we want to talk with you again, Jill, and also with Barbara. Let's have a group discussion. Let's talk about how we can help our animals, everybody doing their part and bringing awareness right after this break.
Scratch it. Mm-hmm. Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Welcome back, pet lovers. We have two very awesome women who have been developing innovative products for a broad range of solutions. And we're really excited to have with us Barbara Frank from BarbaraFrank222.com. And we have with us Jill today from My Dog Knows, like the nose on your face, it, MyDogKnowsIt.com, who we were just talking about. Just talking about her sunscreen that she developed from her own personal experience of realizing that her golden retriever, she had just gone through a skin cancer thing herself, and then she noticed her golden retriever was getting spots on his nose, and then she said, wait a minute, there's nothing for dogs to protect their nose. And Barbara, I think you and I both know right now that the UV radiation is, especially UVB, the most dangerous one, is high, isn't it?
Yes, very high.
And that has, it does skin damage in a very profound way. But then, Barbara, talk to us a little bit about human sunscreens and what you think about those.
I don't think there are any out there that are safe. So I'm sure that the one that Jill has formulated is totally safe and totally natural. I would recommend people use hers because they all have PABO, which is harmful, and other ingredients like the titanium dioxide. You can't hardly find any that don't have that. In addition, they put soy in a lot of things that shouldn't be, and it interferes with the absorption of your vitamins and minerals, so that's not a good thing also.
Yeah, you know, we used to think in the health food movement that soy was this wonderful thing, but since soy, peanuts, and cotton are the three most pesticided products, anything with soy also, and I'm not so sure if it's the soy itself or it's the pesticides on the soy, but it has an endocrine disruption function as well, both in our pets and in people. And that means your endocrine is what's responsible for your glands, for your ability to process nutrients, how you gain weight, your moods, the cycles of a woman's body, the different elements of the body that are governed by hormones. And these are hormone disruptors. So soy right now is not an ideal food for anyone. And so a lot of time they're putting in the dog foods now as well. I encourage everyone, please take the time to read the ingredients of the foods that you're giving your animals. And maybe think about spending that little bit of extra money, because what I learned in animal rescue is that I spent all the money on the food and then I didn't have to spend all the money on them being sick. And it was a lot, worked out a lot better. It was such a happier solution. So Jill, with this sunscreen and they wear it in the water, how often should they reapply?
Well, it'll depend. Now, if you've got the lifestyle that you work and your dog is in and out, I would apply it in the morning and then let them go out because they do like to sun worship. And then, you know, when the evening comes, then the sun is down and everything is great. But if you're out in the water or anything like that, like you would with your child, then you'd want to reapply about every 2 hours, just depending on what the activity is that day. But
sure,
now for me with Cody, I use it every single morning. because it also has moisturizing properties to it, too.
And he loves it?
Yes. And, you know, they've got to get used to a new step in a daily routine. So it's safe if they lick it. But after you get them going and getting used to this, they won't lick. And what I say is, you know, give them a treat or throw a ball as a distraction. But it's a nice velvety balm that sets right up right away.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Greasy
so it's
or
not
anything like that. But if they happen to lick it, no problem.
Okay, great. And yeah, definitely don't make it liver flavored ever.
No, and there is no scent. So if you have folks that have dogs that actually hunt and retrieve and depend on their sense of scent, it doesn't interfere with that at all.
Oh, that's huge. That's very, very, very huge. Yes, because we have a lot of hunting dogs down here in Florida. I know that they use them to go boar hunting and deer hunting, and that's essential for tracking. Also, our police dogs, you know, our law enforcement animals and military dogs, this is great for them. I mean, I know in Iraq and over there, I've talked to some of our brave men and women that have been over there, and they're like, it's 120 degrees over there.
Yeah,
and there's not a cloud in the sky. We maybe need to get our vets aware of this product so that they can take it over for the army dogs in that really hot sun. I just thinking of that. And so ladies and gentlemen, especially people that live in the southern part of the country, or also if you're in the snow and in the high mountain areas where you're up closer, like Denver, the Mile High City, the sun is extremely intense there. You have less atmosphere and the UVBs are super strong. I wouldn't even hesitate to consider protecting that dog's nose every day in Denver, even though it's not a hot climate, because you get a lot of UVBs up in the higher altitudes. And so in the snow, too, reflects just like water. And you can get the dog can be out playing even on a cloudy day in the snow, and they can still get a sunburn on their nose because the sun is super intense. Now, we noticed actually right after Fukushima here in Florida that if you went out even for an hour, you're burnt. The sun was strong. I've been here since 79, and the sun's strong, but it's never been that strong. So this is a super important thing to protect your baby's noses. That's not a very good place to get a cancer either, is it, Jill?
No, it is not. And again, I said they get more the invasive, which is squamish and melanoma, and it would be treated with radiation.
And then also, Barbara, let's talk more about how the herbal lotion can help their coat and help protect the rest of their body.
Well, it will definitely cut down on the parasite population in their body. It also gives the coat a shine, which is kind of nice, and it's very comfortable for the dogs. They don't itch as much as they were, as it will kill fleas and ticks. So it makes them very comfortable in their bodies and in
but
their beds. And
their skin, too. They have healthier
yes.
skin.
Yes.
Because a lot of dogs have flaking. Of course, much of that is associated with the GMO foods. I'm not going to go on my allergy tirade. But anything we can do topically also is super important to prevent parasite infestations, because broken skin is a great entree for those little critters. If you've got one of those guys that loves to roll in the dirt, yeah, you need the herbal lotion. You need to spray the herbal lotion, because if they have any broken skin, those parasites can get in through that opening much easier. So it's important, even if they have a healthy coat that's protecting them from UV rays, you want their skin underneath to be healthy too. That is super important, so that it's going to prevent parasites from getting in the skin also. Plus, it's going to give them a greater measure of comfort. I mean, how do you feel when your legs are all ashy? Yeah, it doesn't feel good. It's like moisturize. And our babies love it too, and their coat's so much more beautiful. They're probably going to shed less too as well, right, Barbara?
Yes, they would.
And so I saw, though, on your website, there is like a huge list of the bunch of different things that you can do with just the herbal lotion. Can you go over some more of them?
Well, people tell me that they use it to put it in their nose if they feel they're coming down with a cold. And they use it to spray as a germicide, like if you were going on the plane and you were going to sit on the seat because it's antibacterial, antimicrobial. People use it to kill bed bugs, to spray their beds with it. People spray themselves with it before going out to protect them from getting bitten by mosquitoes.
Is so neat. Yes.
Spraying on the furniture, it doesn't stain. For example, if your furniture starts getting a smell, overstuffed furniture will harbor germs, and even bed bugs can live in it. So they spray their furniture with it. Spray it on a paper towel and wipe down their computer keyboards. If some people tell me that I went into an environment that felt dirty and stinky, I sprayed myself with the herbal lotion and I felt fresh again.
Which means, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about hotel rooms here. This is super handy. I don't know if anyone's been in the hospitality industry, but they wash the bedspreads at the best places maybe once a week. And so with the bed, I mean, they had bed bugs at the finest hotels, 5-star hotels in New York City. I can't think of the name of the hotel, right? The Plaza. They had it at the Plaza. And so really, it's not a discriminating thing, this parasitic thing, because you have people traveling internationally, and they can be sitting in it. They could be a very clean person, but sitting in a seat from someone that you don't even know where they were and where they came from. And then this is how it happens, and it can end up in the finest establishments. But if you have something like Barbara's product, you're not going to have to be as concerned. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another really quick break. Jill and Barbara, hang in there. Yes. I know everybody wants to learn more from you, and we'll be right back on the other side.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back, pet lovers. We have with us today two very innovative businesswomen. And Barbara is also a certified lymphologist and a folk medicine practitioner going back generations in her family, who has brought these valuable recipes to us in the modern era. And she's made improvement 100% organic products for your pets. And we have with us also Jill. And let me say, you can get Barbara's products at BarbaraFrank222.com. BarbaraFrank222.com. And we have with us also Jill from My Dog Knows It, because your dog knows that it wants to be protected from skin cancer. And Jill has developed a product specifically for dogs. It's fragrance-free. It's not going to interfere with their sniffing capabilities. And so if you have tracking dogs or hunting dogs, you can still put it on there. But we're dealing with a high level of radiation, solar radiation right now, high UVBs, so much. So you know what's interesting, ladies? I used to have some websites that I would check what the UV radiation levels were, UVA and UVB. Just try to find it now. Just try to Google it. You cannot get that information. It is very, very hard to find. And what I was noticing before it all disappeared off the internet was that it was very high, like it was critical, the day where it would be like, don't go outside. Those days were happening a lot. And so I think it's better to prevent than to have to deal with something down the road. And so, Jill, what else would you suggest for pet owners concerning prevention of nose cancer and skin cancer on animals? Are you still with us, Jill?
It came out with my dog, Nose It. As I shared before, I had my own bout with skin cancer, which then I became aware of, you know, I'd look at everybody. Have you had that checked? Have you looked at that? And then I noticed my own dog. His nose used to be nice and black. Well, now that he's getting older and years of taking him out and having him swim and exercising, that the sun has beat on his nose and changed the color, and now he has dark spots and bumps and what would appear to look like a mole, and it's simply sunburn. And they can get sunburn. And if you think about it, the nose is the only unprotected area on a dog, and they lead with their nose. So it is just exposed. So if you are someone that is active in your lifestyle and your best buddy goes with you, just make sure that they are protected. Like you mentioned earlier, the booties. I know the people out in Lake Havasu, when the pavement gets hot enough for a human to walk on, if that's too hot, then don't put your animal on it unless you've protected them with the booties. So there are different things that you can do if you think it all the way through as you would your own human child. There are products out there for protection from the environment and mostly from the sun.
Well, Jill, you have been a wonderful guest. We're very excited about your product. Again, ladies and gentlemen, My Dog Knows It, and that's spelled N-O-S-E for nose. My Dog Knows It. And your dog knows that it wants its nose protected from UV rays, and Jill has developed a product just to do that. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today, Jill. It was a pleasure having you as a guest.
Thank you so much. I've learned a lot myself.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we'll hope we get to see you again.
Okay, thank you so much. My pleasure. And don't forget about Pet 25. If anyone goes to the website, they like what they're reading, they like what they see, please use my coupon, and the product is 100% guaranteed.
And that's 25% off with the code PET25, an All Paws Pet Talk Radio special. Thank you so much, Jill. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Barbara, we have a couple more minutes left in this segment, and I want to talk a little bit about how can you use – what would you, since you're a certified lymphologist, let's talk a little bit about how people can help make sure that their lymph are draining. Do you recommend using one or other of your products to help drain the lymph?
Actually, that's done by a kind of a massage where you would, you can do it by just rubbing on the rose cream. It will help to cleanse the lymph. You could also use a lymphatic brush. There is a brush that you can use that will help to clean the lymph. Bouncing is also very good for moving the lymph, so that they can do it those ways.
So if you have a trampoline, it would be good to get, you could get the dog on the trampoline, get him bouncing for lymph drainage.
Mini. The big ones are very harmful. They can get the kidneys out of place, but the small, the mini trampolines are very, very good.
Right, right. So there's just a little mini trampoline. You could bounce them around on there a little bit. Also, you can just rub, you can go onto Google Images and you can put in dog lymphatic system. You can see where the lymph are, and you can take some of that rose cream and you can just rub it on there. You can just rub and massage, because massage is very helpful for lymph drainage, but you do want to do from the extremities inward.
And dogs love massages. They love they will sit there and let you massage them all night long.
I know. They will, and they know a good masseuse also, someone that really knows how to get into those knots and just gently loosen them up. And so the rose cream is only going to help with that. It's really, your rose cream is like a healing cream, isn't it? It's multi-purpose.
Very, very multi-purpose, yes.
And so that's a great thing to, and it's a great bonding time with your pet, a little lymphatic massage, and you're going to be helping their body. And we know from horrific experiments that were done way back, I don't remember the years, I think it was the 1800s, 1900s, touch, loving touch is a healer. And so doing something different, instead of just petting the dog, actually giving them a little lymphatic massage, in just loving on them while you're giving them a massage, that's going to be a really special bonding moment, and it's going to be really good for their health too. And so, Barbara, I also see here on your page where it says people have even used your herbal lotion on stains on clothing, even blood, that if they use it immediately, that the stain disappears. That is amazing. And so you also, here's a great tip that she has on her website. And oh, by the way, you send educational materials with all of your products, don't you, Barbara?
That's right, yes. And includes what everyone is deficient in, and instructions how to clean your bed, your house, your raw foods, how to clean a hotel so you don't bring bed bugs home, how to clean the bed especially, and it's very good information.
Yeah, we don't realize, a conference, a medical conference of the top alternative doctors in the world, they all agreed that one of the greatest dangers to health, they saw two things. There were two things that they saw as chief. One of them was EMF waves, the microwaves, the cell towers, the cell phones, the Wi-Fi. The other one they said was what we're tracking into our homes on our feet from the dirt. And they said people that don't wear their outside shoes in the sides of their house have a much lower level of parasites and infestation. And we're going to continue on this topic on the other side of our break. But Barbara's products are specifically designed to help with this, and they've been passed down for generations for your pets. So stay tuned, and we'll come back with even more information for you.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
Welcome back, pet lovers, for the final segment of our show with Barbara Frank at BarbaraFrank222.com. She has recipes that have been passed down through her family of health practitioners, folk medicine experts, for generations, and you can have these amazing products for your pets. And the herbal lotion helps reduce itching all over, but talk about some of the other stuff that your clients have reported with their pets with the herbal lotion.
Well, they also use it to spray grocery bags when they eat. Sometimes when you bring grocery bags into your home, when you bring grocery bags, they can have bugs in them. I've actually gotten boxes of water, and then when you get open it, there are these big, like, water bugs in there sometimes. So they use it to spray inside the bags and boxes and things like that. They use it to spray on a paper towel to wipe off things that everything in the store comes from a huge warehouse that often has, you know, infestation of mice and bugs, maybe cockroaches. So they use it for things like that. But very important, I think, is to spray the movie seat. I mean, have you seen train seat, bus seat, plane seat? Have you seen some of the things that people do on the plane or movie? They put their feet up on the seat in front of them. They put their heads back on the seat. They could have head lice. 1,000 people have put their heads on that seat, and so you don't want to put your head on it, picking up things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, head lice. And head lice has gotten into the finest schools. If you have young children, nobody is immune. And how does what do you recommend? I found a way to get rid of head lice when my kids were young that was all natural. But Barbara, I would really love to hear what you would recommend to people.
I recommend for head lice that you must treat the entire family, because the eggs for the head lice are so small that you can be in the room with someone, they become airborne. It's very hard for not everyone to not get them. So the mistake, I think, and the reason why we have the epidemic is that they will just treat the child's head, the person.
Oh no, you've got to do the carpets, the furniture, the bedding.
Bedding,
you can put stuffed animals and stuff like that into bags for, I think, 3 weeks or a month. Put it in the garage if you don't want to fumigate, you know, everything and poison everything.
You can put them in the dryer as well. The dryer
right.
will kill them.
Right, for an hour. But some nice clothes, that can ruin them. I found that out.
Yes. That could, yes. But
and
you
then,
could
of course,
spray the nice clothes with herbal lotion. But I think everyone in the house needs to be treated, and not just the head, but the entire body. And all the
absolutely.
Beds need to be cleaned and to get
and
rid
the
of
pets.
It. Spray the car seats. And pets, of course. Yes.
That's how you get it and you get rid of it fast. If you don't go radical like that, though, it can linger on and on and on. And then if you're a parent with children and their friends don't do the same radical thing, you've got to be very strict. No trading hats, hairbrushes, you know. And if someone's family is not going to get the deal handled, then we had to set rules. I'm like, I said, I'm sorry, you can't go over to their house till they get rid of the head lice. So eventually,
absolutely.
They got mad at their parents, and they were like, "Well, none of my friends can come over anymore," and it fixes the problem. But why not just get it over with in the first place? Because this can affect the pets, too. They'll get in the pets, and the pet will be a carrier, and it'll just go round and round the family. MRSA is like this, too. Staph infection, strep infection can be passed from the animals to the family, family to the animals. And don't think that strep can't be fatal. And these are very serious things. But products like the herbal lotion help reduce our exposure and the viability of those organisms to be passed from one person to the next. Because these are this is a recipe that's been passed down for generation to generation. And they used it. And your story, Barbara, was that when you were a child, everybody that came to your family for help got well.
That's right.
Now, how many people can really say that? That's something to think about. So for your pets, this is a super easy way to help them be super healthy. And we kind of need to make an extra effort now, don't we, Barbara, because of the condition of things.
Yes, we do.
I saw on your website you also have so many free educational radio shows available for people right on your homepage, where you talk about a wide range of topics that are so valuable. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there's a bunch of free information on Barbara's page, and you'll get to see a picture of her, see how gorgeous her hair is, how gorgeous her skin is, because she's been applying these principles that have been passed down for generations, and it shows. You can see just right there, that's the proof of the pudding. Then read the testimonials page, and you'll even be more blown away. And so, Barbara, also for the pets, it's important that they give them good water. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Is tap water good water?
I would say no. I use structured water.
Yeah. Yeah, tap water, actually, right now, what we've been finding, and here's an interesting thing that occurred to us, Barbara. You may be getting organic vegetables, but what kind of water are they watering them with? Are they using city water? I bet you they are, right? Yeah. If it's not a well. So that's why I encourage everyone to try to, there's a wonderful tower garden system where you can grow almost all of your family's vegetables by just plugging the thing in. It's almost like an automatic system. No dirt, no digging, no plowing and rototilling. Very easy. And you can grow a lot of healthy foods for your dogs to include in their food. And then you know that it's not grown with weird water, but water has pharmaceuticals in it, because a lot of the treatment that the city and municipal supplies use does not take the pharmaceuticals out of the water. So it just keeps, in LA, I know, for instance, in LA, they're using the recycled sewer water as the drinking water. Now, of course, they're treating it with all of this stuff, but they did put an article out in the newspaper in L.A. that said that pregnant women should not drink the tap water. So you can't give this to your animals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no one's doing that.
And a lot of bottled water, I mean, Google that. Go on YouTube and you'll see a lot of people testing bottled water. You'll get to see how good or how bad the bottled water really is. That's important too. The ultimate solution is to get your own water treatment system, and structured water is the best because it goes right into the cell wall for maximum cellular hydration. Well, Barbara, it's been such a pleasure doing this show with you. I love your story. Thank you for preserving this knowledge that is so valuable, and for making these wonderful, pure, beautiful products for our pets and for people. It's been wonderful speaking with you. And ladies and gentlemen, again, if you want to get these products for your animals, just go to Barbara Frank, that's F-R-A-N-K, Barbara Frank 222. com. You can read the testimonials. She's got a lots of free educational materials, and that's where you can get her amazing products. And also, let's not forget about My Dog Knows It, the sunscreen for dogs' noses, and that's at My Dog Knows, N-O-S-E, it.com. It was such a pleasure having you with us today on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, the ultimate source for cutting-edge information for the health, wellness, and well-being of your pets. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.